Everybody, welcome to Purity's podcast. This is episode 58. My name is Purity.
And my name is Ivan. Hello, everybody.
Yes, I hope everybody out there is good, is doing well with the new year just started.
I hope someone is listening
to us. Yes. So,
at least one person.
At least 10. So, we're gonna start off with something a little different.
Well, we're back to doing funny and weird news from around the world, but
yes.
This is also weird, like ridiculously weird facts that are 100% true.
Yeah,
true.
That's what.
So
we're
this is these are not made up facts. They're weird, definitely, and some of them are kind of funny. So we're gonna do this first, and then we're back on the news.
Yes. That's right. So let's start. Are you gonna start?
Okay, let me start. So butterflies taste with their hind feet or hind feet.
Hind feet.
I mean behind feet?
I don't know what I think so.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Anyways, they taste with their feet. So they like feel taste, their receptors for their taste in their feet.
I didn't know.
Imagine that, like if humans would be like that, you want to eat something but you cannot taste the food with your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You can taste it with your feet, but you eat with your mouth, so you have to taste the food with your dirty feet and then you put it in your mouth. It's like, no, I don't want to be one. Butterfly. You butterflies, you are disgusting.
Disgusting. Okay, number two. A group of cows is called...
Not cows. Crows. It's a bird.
I didn't see it well. Sorry. A group of crows is called murder.
Murder. A group of crows. Like a fleet of birds. It's called murder.
I saw it like a cow. Oh my God. I need glasses. Okay, go on. The next one.
Tomato sauce was sold in the 1980s as a medicine.
Tomato sauce?
Yeah. That's weird. So many things for medicine back in like over like 100 years ago, and smoking was considered to be healthy also.
Yeah, but it's not. Mm-mm. A donkey will sink in quicksand, but a mule won't.
Why? That's weird. Do you know what mule is? True. Mule is a baby of horse and a donkey. So like donkey sinks but the mule don't.
Weird.
There's no explanation for these facts. We're just reading them. Yeah. So, but they're 100% true.
True. Yeah, that's true. Facts proven.
We didn't fact check because we don't fact check on Purity's podcast. A lion in the wild usually makes no more than 20 kills a year.
Really?
So lions are good. 20 kills a year.
It's not like
that means like 20 meals a year.
Yeah. Oh wow. They're not bad after all.
Who said they're bad?
People fear lions. Me, if I go to these parks where the animals are, I don't want to go close.
Well, there are no lions in Serbia, in Europe, anywhere. People do not fear lions because there are no lions.
Well, they are in Africa. Just go to Kenya, you will see them.
Maybe in Bosnia there are some lions.
Probably. India has a bill of rights for cows.
Well, that makes sense. We love India. Why don't we have Indian listeners? I don't know. Like, we love India. There's so many news we're getting from India. Please, if you know someone from India, like text them, like tell them this podcast, this mediocre podcast. We're not saying we're good. They get so many news from India. They would like to expand on Indian market. Get even more.
Mm-hmm.
Get That's at least true. One listener from India. Okay. Dart boards. Those are boards for throwing darts. Dart boards are made out of horse hairs.
I didn't know that.
Maybe like original dart board, because these ones that I can see being sold in supermarkets and places, sports shops, are made of some rubber.
Ah, that's right.
Oh, maybe it's like a horse hair looks like rubber. I don't know.
So, next one. Grapes explode when you put them in the microwave.
Well, yeah, okay. Like, that kind of makes sense.
Okay.
In 1980, a Las Vegas hospital suspended workers for betting on when patients would die. Well, that can happen only in Las Vegas. And in Serbia,
Oh my God,
because in
that's
Serbia
weird.
people like betting more than, like,
Yeah.
you cannot imagine.
Yeah, we
I
have.
started betting when I was like 14, when I was 8th grade of primary school.
Yeah, it's addictive betting,
It
so
was
that.
even legal for kids to bet back in
Yeah, you
90s.
couldn't bet.
Everything was legal in Serbia back then.
Even now, I think
No, it's
it's
not. If
a.
you're underage, you cannot enter a betting place.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you're underage, you cannot bet.
Yeah, but I'm saying I've been betting since I was 14.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. In France, there's a place called Y. Just Y.
Just weird.
Weird.
That's weird. They couldn't bother. They didn't want to bother. It's like, how are we gonna name our town, or whatever it was, town, village? Why we're not gonna name it White? That was bad French pronunciation. Okay. Almonds are a member of the peach family. Almonds are a member of the peach family. Like, weird.
Didn't know that too.
I
In
thought
every.
almonds are nuts, so and peach is a fruit, but
Yeah.
I was wrong.
We are wrong. In every episode of Seinfeld, there's a.
Seinfeld, baby. Do you know what Seinfeld is?
Sorry.
You don't know. You never watched Seinfeld. There's no.
No.
They didn't play Seinfeld in.
In Africa? In
In Kenya.
Kenya? No.
It was like one of the most popular comedy shows.
Comedy. Wow. In every episode of Seinfeld, there's a Superman somewhere.
There's a
Okay.
Superman somewhere. Like what? Like a photo Superman, a doll or something like that, probably. I don't understand what else, right?
Yeah.
The Bible is the world's most shoplifted book. Well, it's the most popular book, so yeah, it's the most. But like, why would you like people who believe in God? They should not be stealing. So
Yeah.
why would you? Why would the Bible? That's that
Yeah.
fact is.
A male seahorse carries eggs, not the female.
He the seahorse is not a manly. He's not a manly man. Yeah, bad for you, seahorse, male seahorse. Half of all bank robberies take place on a Friday. Well,
Really?
like you should, if you are a robber, and you want to rob the bank, you should really be stupid to do it on Friday. Now that everybody knows the fact, I mean,
Yeah.
police knows that. They're probably more prepared on Friday.
Yeah.
People in a bank in a banks are on alert on
But
Friday.
why on Friday? I don't get
Why on Friday?
it.
It
So you don't go on
probably
a
has to do
weekend?
something with the flow of the money at the end of the week or
Oh,
stuff like that.
probably, probably, yeah. In Utah, it is illegal to swear in front of a dead person. Oh, swearing. Okay.
Yeah, in Utah, many things are illegal and weird.
That's right.
A crocodile cannot stick its tongue out. Why would it stick its tongue out? And
Yeah.
who cares? It's a stupid fact.
A snail can have 25,000 teeth.
What, a
Whoa.
snail needs teeth? Like
Yeah,
what?
why it's so much teeth? I don't.
Why teeth at all?
Yeah,
It's
why teeth at all? Like,
grass.
yeah.
And finally, it is illegal to carry an ice cream in your back pocket in Kentucky. First of all, why would you carry a
But yeah.
ice cream in your back
Back
pocket?
pocket.
Yeah, guys, so those were
Just
ridiculously weird
leave.
facts that are 100% true.
Let's move on to our next story. And
To
it's.
our first story.
Oh, first story. Okay, sorry guys.
And
So.
it's of course, it's our regular segment about the Bosnians.
Our neighbors.
We cannot have podcasts
Without
without
the
at least
Bosnians.
mentioning. So it's called what? Bosnian lady in red plans for afterlife.
Yep.
So
She's planning
there is
afterlife.
this woman.
She.
She is called Zorica Rebernik, and like she spends all of her life in red. Everything is red in her life. Everything,
Yeah.
like everything in her house, literally everything, every piece of clothing, everything in her house. Even on their how do you say, grave tomb.
Yeah, in their grave.
It's red. It has like, of course, marble cannot be
Tombstones.
tombstone. Yeah, marble cannot be red, but everything around the tombstone where she could have made red, she made it red. So
Yeah.
what about? She's 67-year-old Bosnian woman from. I think later we'll see where she's from.
From Bosnia, of course.
Breze, it's some a small
Aha.
city next to. We'll see later on, of course. So what did she do?
So after 4 decades dressing in the color from red to tow, 67-year-old Bosnian has had tombstones made for herself and husband Zoran, whom she married wearing a red gown from a special red granite imported from India. So the
She's a school teacher. She's a re
retired.
retired school teacher, and there is even photo with her and her class.
Yeah.
She's a teacher like here from the first grade till fifth, first,
Yeah.
second, third, fourth grade. You have one teacher, and that teacher is like teaching you all the classes, you know.
Yes.
And there is a photo of her and her pupils. Everybody's wearing. Everyone is wearing red, like completely dressed in red. Everyone on photo is on this photo is dressed in red.
She also lives in a red house,
Yeah.
eats from red plates, drink from red glasses, and sleep in red bedding sheets, and even dyed her hair red. Oh,
Yeah,
wow.
wow.
So she said that when she turned 18 or 19, she had this strong urge, you know, to wear red. So that's what she
Should
did.
I explain to you and our listeners what happened when she turned 18 or 19? Well, when she turned 18 or 19, she was accepted to KPJ, which means Communist Party of Yugoslavia. And Yugoslavia was a socialist country with a communist party ruling it. So everybody was basically a member of the party. You had to apply and then to be accepted. And as we all know, red is the color of a communist party. So I think this woman is lying. She just doesn't want to say that she was a communist. She's like, I had a strong urge to wear red. Who are you lying to, woman? We know that. You can sell this story to foreigners, like.
Yeah, and she says that the red gives her strength and power. You know, she feels powerful and all that. Well, it has also made her like a local
Celebrity.
celebrity in her hometown where
Oh,
she
close to
lives.
Tuzla. Okay,
Yeah,
she Tuzla is a famous city in northern Bosnia. So yeah, Breze is probably they say hometown. It's like probably like small town. Like I don't know, Breze. Never heard of it.
Well, she's a super celebrity. She says everybody knows her and people try to gift her with red things. And she says that she will not accept any gift as long as it's not red.
Well, that's rude.
Yeah. So if you are
If you buy
going.
her a Ferrari that is yellow, she's like,
Yeah,
no,
no, I want
won't do
red.
it.
She even goes to funeral wearing red. Which, you know, people wear black, obviously, but no. She says that the problem is that her husband doesn't notice if she has new clothes because all of her clothes are red. And he cannot tell. Everything looks the same to him. That's what he said. Well, okay, good for her. Next story is about a cafe in.
Next story is about dogs. We have at
Yeah.
every podcast there is some story about some animal.
Yes.
Like last time we talked about this puppy that was that or no? No, that was when was that? Last episode doesn't matter. That puppy that was born green.
Oh, yeah, it was a
Now we're talking
I
about
remember.
Chinese, and we also talk about Chinese from time to time. And what they do? Okay, you tell the story. Like there is a cafe in China.
So, people spend up to $212 at a pet cafe in southwest China that dyes their pups in black and white streaks to resemble the animal that is considered a national treasure,
Which is panda.
which is panda.
So, like, what it means? There's this like it's called cafe. I don't know why it's called cafe, where you take your dog, and it's this Chow Chow dog. It's a Chinese dog. It's a dog with a lot of hair. Do you know that hair is even used like for making sweaters, you know, cardigans.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they shave those chow chows and makes it. People make money by selling those here. Anyways, yeah, they spray paint. This guy, he uses spray paint to color chow chows. Chow chows are yellow.
Yeah.
They're hair. They're what is it? Fur. Do they have fur? No, hair. Dog's hair, hair. It's yellow.
Yeah.
So he has to spray paint them white, completely white, and then to
Ah.
put. To spray those black dots that pandas have, dots and you know, like
Yeah.
parts of hands and I don't know, wherever pandas are black. So like this is animal cruelty if you ask me. But like in China they eat dogs, so what can you expect? Like I don't think they care that. But PETA was protesting, you know. PETA was protesting against this. PETA is an organization that protects animals.
Oh,
So
okay,
they
got it.
fight for animal
Ah,
rights.
got it. Well, yeah, this
But
is.
in Serbia, I don't know if that's the right pronunciation. PETA. Like, I don't know. I think it's PETA. Yes, it's PETA.
Oh my God. So why would you want your dog to look like a panda? I don't get it.
Because, like, everybody loves pandas. Pandas are cute, but you cannot buy yourself panda. As long as I know, pandas are protected, you know, because they're dying breed. Pandas are dying because like they're like so lazy and they don't want to reproduce, you know. They don't want like if you have a panda in a zoo, it's so hard, almost impossible. It's impossible actually to reproduce, to make pandas mate. So
Oh,
they
got it.
have to, I don't know what they do, that artificial insemination and whatnot, because they're dying breed. So you cannot have panda as buy panda as your pet. So what these Chinese do, they turn their dogs into pandas. It's weird.
Weird, and they have like he has more than 70 to 80 customers that come to him to do that, and he says, "Okay, I use imported dye. He that he uses does not harm the dog, the
Well,
dogs." Yeah.
like even if it's like first of all, it cannot be 100% harmless, right?
Yeah.
Like it's a spray paint, like it doesn't hurt dog really, but like you're like harassing that dog, you know.
He's a serious businessman. He even offers washing and hotel services
Like if you
huh?
decide
For the
to
dog.
what to remove the paint from the dog.
I guess, I don't know. Maybe if you don't want to, you feel
If
lazy to
you're done
walk.
with having a panda,
Yeah.
I want my dog back.
It says coating dogs with chemical dye is stressful and can even cause allergic reaction on their skin, nose, and eyes. Jason Baker. It's Asia Vice President told
It's
her.
PETA's.
Oh,
PETA is claiming, yeah,
better.
that it's, well, of course, like
He's exploiting the
sprays
animals.
have chemicals.
And
Like,
this is like animal abuse. So do not, if you are
if you go to
in
China, do
China, do
not buy
not.
a panda dog,
Yes.
or do not eat dog.
Or do not change your dog into a panda.
Yeah, or do not eat those snakes that are causing this virus now.
Oh yeah, we saw that. I forgot in the
Yeah,
virus.
but by
Oh
the time
God.
this podcast is released, maybe it's gonna be old news about
Ah,
this virus
oh yeah,
because.
that's right. So that's all in this story. On our last story, we're gonna talk about Amazon Echo Link could be turning UK parents off the name Alexa. So the number of parents in Britain calling their baby girls Alexa dropped more than half last year. Statistics shows that due to the link with Amazon Echo voice controlled gadgets. The Echo is like a smart speaker.
Yeah, it's like you have to say like you say hello Google. You have to say,
Yeah.
I don't know if you say
Hello,
hello Alexa or
Alexa.
just Alexa or something like that, and that Siri. Those are
Oh,
those.
yeah, got it now. So,
But also in Serbia, Alexa is a
Alexa.
popular
Name.
guy's name, you know,
Yeah.
name for men.
Yeah, that's right. So that it performs due to like adjusting lights for it
Well, it does
to
everything, yeah, that Alexa does.
So, it explains why the number of baby girls named Alexa has more than half compared with 27. Oh, okay, so those people who are calling their children Alexa now they
They
stop.
change their name, yeah.
Yeah.
Like you, Alexa, you're not Alexa anymore. Like you are Jonathan from now
Yeah.
on. No, it's a girl name. You are whatever.
Yeah. So,
No,
I
they're just
mean, no,
saying
I'm
people
saying
start
now,
naming
filming
their.
their kids. I know what you're saying. I know what you mean. So, Alexa was like 308 po most popular name for girls in England and Wales last year. Oh, well, okay.
Do you
Oliver,
think that
that.
people will stop naming their babies Google?
There's someone named him. No,
No.
I don't think so. Well,
Or
well,
Siri.
people also get let's see, like movies, like a name on a movie or a cartoon or a character, and maybe your kid likes the
Yeah,
character.
but like if your child is named Alexa, and you have that device in your home,
Yeah, it's gonna be confusing.
it's well, yeah, it's not just gonna be confusing, it's gonna start making chaos.
It'll be like, Alexa, come here, and then the speaker goes, I don't know what you're talking about. It's gonna respond to that, you know. So, Oliver and Olivia remain the most popular names for boys and girls for the
Oliver
sixth
and
and third year
Olivia.
running. Yes, Oliver and Olivia. Well, okay, I love the names.
What's the
They're
most popular name in Kenya?
Mary,
Mary is the most popular name in Kenya. Girls.
Brian.
And Brian. Like, is this on the top of your mind, or there's just it's a
I
fact?
wasn't prepared,
Oh,
so
it's
those are the names
okay,
that
but
came to my
not
mind.
Kenyan names, like not British names, Kenyan.
Ah, oh, you mean like a tribe
Tribe
names?
names.
Well, there's this Wanjiku. It's very
Wanjiku.
popular. That's for the Kikuyu tribe. That's like
Wanjiku.
everybody's called that. And then for the Luo tribe, we have Omolo. That is very popular. A lot of people are called
And
that.
Wakanda. No one is called.
Wakanda.
Is someone called
Oh, Wakanda is cool, actually. Kind of cool name. No, no one is called Wakanda. And then, well, for I think for a tribe name,
for your tribe,
for my tribe name, most
which
popular
is
is,
Kamba.
yes, most popular is Mwikali.
Mwikali. Oh yeah,
Yeah.
love that
Oh,
name.
Mwende. No, sorry.
I
There's
love Mwikali.
Mwende.
That's my favorite Kenyan name.
Mwende also is so popular. So yeah, those are the popular names that are there. That is it on this episode, guys. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed our podcast, this episode. And if you didn't enjoy it, sorry, we cannot refund you. Right?
Yeah.
Right. So, guys, don't forget to follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at just search for Purity Slav
We're
Wolf.
gonna start paying people to listen to us. That's how like few people listen to us. It's gonna be reversed.
You're gonna pay?
Like, please listen to me.
Yes?
No,
Okay, be careful what you're
you're gonna pay.
promising. Be
No.
careful. Me? No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. He said that. So I don't know. I cannot. I cannot. We'll see. Let's see. In the future, who
When you get a
knows?
job.
When I get paid more for my work, you know? Okay. And I have a YouTube channel. Go to YouTube and search for Purity Slavul. Go to my website, www.puritieslavul.yolasite.com. You can find my podcast at anchor.fm/puritieslavul. I got it now. And if you have a podcast out there, meaning where you can find them.
Any podcatcher, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, just search for Purity Slavul, subscribe. Yes, guys, we have another podcast. It's called Fantasy NBA GOAT. Just search for Fantasy NBA GOAT wherever.
Yeah.
Just search for
If
it.
you
You will
love
find
basketball, this
it.
is the
Fantasy, but yeah,
fantasy
and basketball.
basketball. This is the podcast for
It's
you.
also funny and
Yeah,
it's about
funny.
basketball
It's
and
about.
NBA. But okay.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it. Until next time. Thank you.
Thank
Bye.
you. Bye. See you.
So, yeah, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And what can I say? Mamba out.